Now, every February, bird watchers all around the world come together for the Great Backyard Bird Count, a science project led by Cornell University in New York. For 4 days, regular people turn into scientists collecting important data on biodiversity. The BBC's Christina Volk went to find out how this global bird count works and joined birders in their local park just north of Washington, D.C.
Welcome. Are you here for the bird walk this morning?
Yes.
Okay. It is 7:30 in the morning on a cold Saturday in Maryland. A small group of people has come together in this local nature reserve. The sun is coming out and the birds are just waking up.
Overhead, right here.
Mary Singer is a volunteer at a local nature reserve. She's pointing out the birds as people arrive. She also has tips for how to spot them.
Watch for motion and listen. Keep your ears open. And then watch for splashes of color, because cardinals are bright red. You might see them easily just sitting in the woods.
The group is part of a global bird counting project where for 4 days in February, regular people all around the world come together for science. It is led by Cornell University ornithologist Becca Radomski-Bish.
This is participatory science data that scientists turn around and utilize in research. And it's very simple in the fact that all we ask is that you spend at least 15 minutes watching or listening to birds.
And you can add to the database all year around by using either the eBird or Merlin Bird ID app. And Becca says it is important to monitor birds.
For most birds in the world, it's not a happy story. We're seeing really steep declines, but there are these positive hints in there too, and one of them are wetland birds. And a big part of that is because in the last 25 years, we've been really actively conserving wetland habitats. And because of that, the birds are coming back. So that kind of data we wouldn't be able to have if we weren't collecting this data all the time, all over the world.
The most common call is Peter, 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 Peter.
In Maryland, the group makes its way through the nature reserve. The people joining the bird walk have varying levels of birding experience.
Oh, now you can see the bat.
Yeah, there's this bat. Oh, and he went in the hole. Did you see that? There's a
That's
little.
His house.
Shoma is relatively new to birding and gets excited about adding a new species to her list.
I have lots of birds in my backyard, but I thought if I come here, I can find the birds that I've been looking for. Also, I'm very, very glad that there are people who know about birds who are telling me what I'm looking at.
To build a global database, people from all over the world need to come together. Like Fernando in Paraguay. He's an English teacher during the week and a birder on weekends.
You only protect what you know or what you love. So I think our job is to teach people how to appreciate and take care of nature.
And the data is global, supporting the work of conservationists like Laura Ramsey from Project Island Song in New Zealand.
The tiaki, for example, several years ago, New Zealand was down to around 400 across the whole of New Zealand. We can easily say there are at least 400 across some of the islands that we're working on now. So we're really seeing those birds thrive and come back from the brink. And the importance of capturing that data across the globe is going to help conservation work.
And have you been logging them while we were going along?
I'm keeping track, but I also keep track in my head. And then I
back in the US, volunteer Lisa is keeping track of the birds the group has spotted.
How many do you reckon we have seen? Like, how many different birds?
Right now I have us at 17 different species. We're gonna have to sort of check in with the group.
And that is
one data entry at a time. Citizen science is contributing to research, tracking the health of our ecosystems. Regular people counting the birds in their backyard are having a real-life impact on conservation and biodiversity.
That is all the birding we'll be doing for today, unless you guys want to stay and keep birding, up to you. Yeah, thank you guys for coming. I think we found 20 species.
Christina Volk there, ending this half of Weekend, but stay with us, plenty more coming up.